It's the KQED News Fix. I'm Annalise Finney. Today is Thursday, June 20th, 2024, and here's the Bay Area news you need to know. In the East Bay, Richmond voters will now get the chance to weigh in this fall on whether oil refining should be taxed. The city council voted unanimously Tuesday night in favor of the ballot measure targeting the Chevron refinery. KQED's Laura Clivens has more.
Mayor Eduardo Martinez proposed the tax, initially sought by environmental justice groups. Community members came before the council to speak for and against it. Here's local merchants association leader Oscar Garcia and former council member Javonka Beckles.
We are deeply concerned about the impact of this huge tax. Many nonprofits are generally concerned about any potential pullback on Chevron support.
But it doesn't mean they shouldn't pay their fair share of taxes, especially since our children and seniors are the ones who are experiencing the bad health effects that come from the refinery.
City officials say revenue from the tax would be used to pay for improved city services. I'm Laura Clivens, KQED News.
Just south of Richmond in Alameda County, supervisors are inching forward with a plan for independent civilian oversight of the sheriff's office. A proposed ordinance failed to pass at a meeting this week, so supervisors began revising it. The disagreements included how many people should make up a new civilian review board and where they should come from. Supervisor David Haubert proposed the city of Dublin should appoint one member because they contract with the sheriff's office for law enforcement. Haubert, a former mayor of Dublin, conceded his own appointee could be from another part of his district.
It might come from Fremont. I might hope that you support somebody from Fremont. But if you want to say not from Dublin for my appointment, I'm okay if you want to micromanage that.
The board will attempt a first reading of the revised ordinance at a meeting on July 9th. In the South Bay, a handful of city-run encampments could soon be established for people experiencing homelessness in San Jose. The city council voted on Tuesday to move ahead with at least 8 sites where unhoused residents would be able to sleep in tents and access basic services like toilets and showers. The move comes as the city is trying to relocate 500 people living along waterways to reduce pollution in city rivers. Councilmember David Cohen says the approval of sanctioned encampments comes just 3 years after the council rejected the idea.
Now the emergencies of our situation says that we're going to have to do this.
The council voted against 2 proposed sites in Coyote Valley and the parking lot of San Jose History Park. Finally, Bay Area residents are mourning the death of Willie Mays, the San Francisco Giants Hall of Famer, who died Tuesday at the age of 93. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara reports from San Francisco's Oracle Park, where fans have turned a statue of Mays into an impromptu memorial.
The bronze statue depicts Mays at bat after a swing with his eyes toward the sky. Hundreds of flowers lie at the statue's feet, along with a jersey and a baseball cap. Some mourners recalled seeing Mays play, while others who weren't old enough reflected on the legacy of the center fielder, considered one of the greatest players in history.
Knowing what he meant to baseball, to black folks, to the Negro League, to major leagues, it was just important to come out and, you know, pay my respects to him. And all that he's done.
I've been following the Giants since 1971. I saw Willie Mays for the first time at Candlestick Park against the Philadelphia Phillies. My mom took me to a game, and after that, I was hooked.
Besides my father, he was my hero. And it takes me back to being a little kid and Candlestick Park and being young and having San Francisco represented by the best.
That was Brad Johnson, Mark Danridge, and Kevin Curtin. Oracle Park will open at noon on Thursday, where fans can sign a condolence book and watch a telecast of the Giants game in May's hometown of Birmingham, Alabama. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.
This news is current as of 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. For the latest news, you can always find us at kqed.org or tune in to 88.5 FM. Thanks for listening. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.